Good morning. This is Mark Gold with UpDirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 13th. Grains overnight were corn was down 8, May corn down 8.5 cents at 608.75. May wheat down 10.25 cents at 669. May beans down 7.5 at 1499.5. Brazil is now 53% harvested on their beans. That's behind the 64% from last year, but pretty much in line with averages. They're getting some rains in Argentina, but it's not going to make a whole lot of difference at this point. There's good rains for the Serafina crop in Brazil, so their corn crop should be in pretty good shape out here. The real news this week is going to be what the government's going to do with the Silicon Valley Bank and the Signature Bank bailouts here. The president just spoke this morning and said no taxpayer dollars will be used to bail out the depositors. Depositors will be made whole by the FDIC, which is going to get the money from their banking members. So apparently no tax funds will be in there. The Dow Jones started to rally off that. Now it's broken back. We're now down 300 points. Last night on the news that the depositors were going to be made whole, had the stock market up 400 points. It's now down 300 points, about 100 off its low from early this morning, from about an hour ago. Crude oil is down 325 a barrel. The dollar is in the tank. It's down 82 ticks here. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but I think with the Dow Jones down, we're going to see the grains open up lower here. For the week, we don't have too much coming out. The export sales on Thursday, the crush on Wednesday, jobless claims on Thursday, housing starts on Thursday. So there is some out there. Obviously, cattle on feed on Friday. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.